Pinna!
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This is the story of a boy with a strange new power.
I had the craziest dream last night, and then it sort of came true.
This is the story of a mysterious girl who appears in those dreams.
We've been waiting a long time for you.
You have? Who's we?
This is the story of the people who are trying to make sense of it all.
Is there a name for them?
They're called Dream Breachers.
Are they dangerous?
Dream Breachers.
Hey. I'm not sure if this is even a good idea, calling you. I had a dream last night. And it's not even the dream itself that matters. It was sort of a dumb, nonsensical dream, like most of my dreams are. What matters is that in the end of the dream, I was being attacked, right? Some guy was just coming at me. I didn't even know why. I had something he wanted, but I didn't know what it was. Or, well, maybe in the dream I did, but I forget now what it was. Anyway, I was scared of him big time, so I think I sort of forced myself to wake up. And then when I went to the kitchen and made coffee, I saw something move outside the window, and I ran out to look, and I swear, it was him, the guy from the dream. So I think I need help? I shouldn't have called. I don't know. What does it mean? Because I am freaking out. Oh, and another thing. There was a marble in my bed.
Oh!
Morning!
Henry! You scared me. You're here early again.
I know. I was up early. So, what's your excuse?
Same, I guess. Hey, did you listen to the hotline messages yet?
I just listened to the first one.
Oh, thank goodness.
And it sounds like we've got a new first-time breacher to keep an eye on. Plus, a Kilner.
For real?
For real.
It's not a kid, is it?
No, sounds adult.
Okay, because there's never really been a kid before now that we know of. So that would be weird if all of a sudden they were just, like, popping up everywhere.
Definitely not a kid. Woke up with a marble in his bed and saw a man who was attacking him in his dream outside his window in the morning.
Wow. I want to listen. Then I'll notify the director.
Okay. I'll log the next dream.
You know what? I can just log the rest of the dreams today.
Okay. Sure, Naya. Whatever you want.
Don't let anyone see you. Just peek.
It's them again. The kids.
Yeah, we're not going to answer that.
Right. Director's orders.
I'll report that they were here again. It's weird, though. I would have thought the director would have made contact with the new breacher by now, since we said he and his friends were sniffing around here. You know, like, take him under his or her wing or something?
Why would the director want to be so secretive about this new kid in general?
I have a theory.
Do tell.
I think maybe Evan must have had the Golden Kilner somehow. Because wouldn't it be a weird coincidence for him to just arrive on the scene just as the marble resurfaces for the first time in years?
Okay, I'm intrigued. Say he did. Would he even know what to do with it?
Probably not. Like, I'm not sure who could have or would have told him that the Golden Kilner closes the breach and leaves you as the only breacher left.
Okay, I'm following.
But...
Yes, keep going.
The director has us looking for the Kilner.
Why would the director do that if Evan had it?
I think maybe Evan lost it.
Oh.
Like we just said, he likely didn't know what it was.
I guess that makes sense, yeah.
And I bet all these other people, whalers included, got wind of the Golden Kilner being lost by some new kid and are actively looking for it now. So that means big trouble for the director, because if anyone other than the director finds Evan and the Kilner, then that person will be the only breacher left. And if it's a whaler who closes the breach and can do anything he or she wants, then the Spyhoppers are in trouble.
Because...
Because whalers are usually only interested in themselves and getting whatever they want.
I see now.
So if Spyhoppers are in trouble, so are the rest of us.
So once again, no one's answering.
Hey look, the clock shop is actually open.
So?
So let's go in. Maybe they'll tell us something about the Dream Academy.
Watch out!
What? Why? Where?
Easy, kid. That's the name of the shop. Watch out. Get it?
Oh! Watch out. That's funny.
Speak up. The ears aren't what they used to be.
Some of these clocks look really old.
Oh, they are. Like this clock I'm working on now. This is an 8-day marine clock that was on a World War II U-boat.
Wow.
What?
Wow!
Oh, and this one, a hand-carved diorama clock from Germany.
That's pretty cool. I mean, that's pretty cool!
But I sense you are maybe not all that interested in clocks. Your generation has no use for them, what with your phones like computers in your pockets.
We're actually wondering what you know about the Dream Academy upstairs.
Oh, they're a weird lot. All squirrely and secretive.
What do you mean? How?
Well, I've never met the person who pays the rent. Just sends me a check.
What's this person's name?
Oh, now, I'm not sure I'm at liberty to tell you that. And anyway, I don't actually know. Checks come from the Dream Academy's bank, so nobody up there is signing them.
We've come by a few times, but they haven't answered the door. Do people actually work there?
Oh, sure. A gal who seems nice enough. And a new guy now. I thought I heard them go up, but maybe not. It would be on the early side for them. They don't strike me. See what I did there, clock strike. As particularly hard workers. I mean, the phone is always just ringing and ringing. Oh, you're gonna want to plug your ears now.
Why?
What?
Top of the hour.
Hey, Naya.
Yeah?
Oh, never mind.
No place for shyness here, Henry. What's up?
Well, I'm still thinking this all through. I mean, if a whaler finds the Golden Kilner and closes the breach, the person with the silver could reopen it, no big deal.
Yes.
So if it's a spy hopper, a good guy who finds the silver one, we're all set.
In theory.
What I'm trying to say is that I think we should try to find it. you know, keep it safe in the hands of the Dream Academy.
I don't know, Henry. The director hasn't mentioned the silver to me, and it's...
Can I at least do a little digging? Please?
Okay. If you're up to the challenge, I guess go for it. But I want to know anything you find the second you find it.
Of course. You're the best, Naya. I'll hit the archives and see what turns up.
Did you just see how that ball just ricocheted?
I saw. That was so cool. I wish Emmy had been here to see that too.
I bet you couldn't do that again if you tried.
Hey, that gives me an idea. Maybe the key to finding the marble is using a marble.
Huh?
The bag of dream marbles. Kilner's I brought back.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I don't understand.
The Clearys show you something in the past more clearly, and the Criers are for loss. Maybe if I put one of each under my pillow, I'll have a dream that leads me to the Golden Kilner.
Sounds like a long shot, but I don't have any better ideas.
I'll run it by Emmy, too, see what she thinks.
About Emmy...
Yeah?
When you were sleeping, I sort of told her about the thing that happened when you were little. How you almost died.
Why'd you do that?
Just so she understands why you're so nervous sometimes. Or all the time. I'm sorry, like if you didn't want her to know.
No, it's fine.
You don't, like, remember any of that, do you?
I don't think so. I mean, I was what, like 4? All I remember is that there was a woman by my hospital bed who made me feel calm. The memory is really blurry, but probably that was just my mom, right? Or just one of my doctors?
Probably, yeah.
Anyway, I'm glad Emmy knows. It's a part of who I am.
You think if you use just the Cleary, it would show you that?
I'm not sure that's something I really want to relive, you know?
I'm gonna need a nap, like, now.
Yeah, I should go anyway. I want to help take down the tent and all.
Okay, cool. Talk later.
What's up, loser?
Oh, you know what, Will? I have something for you. If you want to come to my house for a second.
Is this some kind of joke?
No, it's just, well, I found a retainer. At school. Maybe it's yours?
Dude, for real?
For real. Come on. You can just wait here. I'll grab it. Here you go.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that looks like it. So, thanks, I guess.
Hey, kid.
Who, me?
Yeah, the kid with the roof I'm fixing.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, I just want to ask you. How'd you get those supplies?
I can't really tell you that.
Well, you think you can do it again, maybe? We can work out a deal, you and me.
What's she talking about?
Nothing. Listen, I've gotta go.
Just please tell me how you got the stuff. It might really help me out.
I'm sorry, I can't.
What stuff is she talking about?
I really need her to leave.
Sorry, lady, but he can't help you. You gotta move along.
Hey, is he okay?
Yeah, he just freaks out a lot. He'll be fine, if you just go.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
And there he is, the retainer fairy himself.
You shouldn't be here, Garvin. Where are my parents?
They left right after you and your friends left.
What do you want?
I wanted to see how you were doing with everything you learned last night.
You could have told me all the stuff about the original Breacher and Luna and saved us some drama.
Sorry. I would have in time. This all just feels too rushed. You have too much to learn. You tried to bring friends in?
Yeah.
Don't try that again.
Where's Anna?
If you're looking for someone and not finding them... It's because you're trying too hard. That's one of the funny things about dream breaching. If you chase a dream too hard, it runs away.
Which probably explains why I haven't found the marble.
Maybe tonight. You try to go to bed not caring.
That's your advice? Care less?
Yeah. Try to dream about something totally different. Maybe it'll come to you.
I was going to try to use a Cleary and a Crier.
Not the worst idea.
High praise.
How did you even get the Golden Kilner in the first place?
Anna gave it to me. Who is she? Who is she to you? That day at the dog park, you knew who Luna was.
She's just a breacher, Evan. And it's sort of my self-appointed job to keep track of how many of us there are. And to keep the marble away from Crowley.
There's more you're not telling me.
The truth can be dangerous.
And what about the Dream Academy? Anna gave me their phone number. Why?
I don't know her intentions. They do some good work, but suffice it to say, my relationship with them has become strained over the years. They won't be any help to you.
Why? Who even are they?
Let's just say we take different approaches to breaching.
And why are you and Crowley, like, mortal enemies?
He's a whaler. And the worst kind, too.
A whaler?
A breacher who uses his powers on too large a scale and usually for personal gain. You know, like when a whale breaches, leaps out of the ocean, and flops back in, making a huge splash.
Oh, so what are you if you're not a whaler?
A spy hopper.
A what?
Spy hopper. It's when an animal just peeks above the surface of the water to have a look around. And in our case, it means I'm in control of my powers, and I'm one of the good guys. Nothing flashy.
What am I?
Well, we're assuming you're a spy hopper, but you need to learn a little self-control. That shipwreck, for example?
What about it? I mean, it was just a dream. My father got a shipwreck for my fish tank.
Of course. See? Your dreams are too easily influenced by your reality. And now guess what?
What?
Your ship is sitting in the middle of the county fairgrounds a few miles away.
You're joking.
Afraid not. Actually, you know what I'm thinking right now?
No, what?
I'm thinking you look like you need a nap.
Yeah?
You and your Kilners, yeah. Crowley won't be looking for you in the middle of the day.
Now that is a most excellent idea. But wait, do you dream during naps?
You can, sure. Especially if you're really sleep-deprived, which you are. And also if you're a breacher who knows how to dream with intent, which you kind of are.
I am really tired, like in my bones.
Then go now, before you know who starts looking for you again.
What's his deal anyway? Like, does he turn into a bird, or do crows just follow him around?
Well, a little bit of both.
Evan!
I should go. We'll talk more later.
Go out the back, if you don't mind.
Of course.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Evan, come help with the groceries.
Okay.
Hey, you guys had fun last night?
We did, yeah.
Did you hear about the ship they found over at the fairgrounds?
Yeah, I heard about that. So weird, right?
They literally have no idea how it got there.
It's pretty wild.
You hungry? We have sandwich stuff?
No, I'm good. You know what? I think I'm actually just going to go take a nap.
Guess you guys stayed up late telling ghost stories and stuff.
Something like that, yeah. Hey, Mom?
Yeah?
Still no sign of that gold marble?
No, honey. Sorry.
Yeah, your mom told me you had a marble knocking around. Where'd it come from?
I just found it, and then I lost it.
Well, we'll let you know if it turns up.
All right, see you guys in a little while. All right, Sigmund, nap time. So, blue for loss, clear for the past. Blue for loss, clear for the past. But not thinking too hard about the gold kilner. Not caring at all. This is me drifting off to sleep, caring less, Sigmund. It's a recipe for success.
Oh, cool! Look at that! What did your mom call this thing?
A marble run!
I love it! Let's time this marble and see how long it takes.
Just go say hi.
They never want to play with me.
Will, you have to try.
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Will, come check this out! It's a marble run! Look, you put a marble here and then it zips through all these chutes!
Cool. Can I try?
Yeah, come on! Yes!
Yes!
Grandpa?
Why are you saying it like that? Yeah, I'm your grandpa.
Oh, it's just, I haven't seen you in a while.
We were bowling here just last week like we do every week. Now, you knocked something loose in that brain of yours on that last throw.
No, I'm good.
Oh, now where did your grandmother wander off to? It's her turn and she's over there buying French fries.
Grandma's here too?
Of course she is. What's gotten into you?
Ow! No, not yet! Stop! Ah, I want to see my grandma!
Thought you could fool me with a nap.
You're doing this?
Making it rain bowling balls. Why, yes, I am.
Just stop it!
The marble, Evan.
I know, I'm trying. But what if I never find it?
Then you and I are going to be spending a lot of time together.
Why do you need it so badly?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
There he is!
Let's frisk him.
Get away, you fools. He doesn't have it yet.
Evan, wake up!
I'm waking up!
Anna? Anna, wait!
Oh my gosh, Henry!
What?
An old ship appeared in the middle of the county fairgrounds. No one knows how it got there.
Where are you seeing this?
I just got a text from a friend who works over that way and drove past it.
You think it's the work of a breacher?
For sure.
The kid, Evan?
Maybe. I'll notify the director.
Hey, you mind if I knock off early and go have a look?
Sure, that's fine. But wait, Henry.
Yes?
Well, hang on, I'm coming too.
Look who's up.
Hey, Dad. Where's Mom?
She's working in the garden out back.
I had a dream about Grandpa and Grandma just now. We were bowling.
That sounds like a nice dream.
It was. It's hard to believe it's been 2 years for Grandpa and 3 for Grandma.
I know. I think it's cool they came to you in a dream, though. You've been writing all this stuff down in that journal?
I haven't, no, but I will.
A mysterious shipwreck has appeared out of nowhere in the county fairgrounds.
Oh.
Expecting anyone?
No. Oh, hi, Will. What's up?
So, a funny thing happened.
Oh, yeah?
I found my retainer.
You mean I found your retainer?
No, I found it. See? So where did this one, the one you gave me, come from?
Oh, that's weird. Well, I guess the one I found wasn't yours after all.
But it fits in my mouth perfectly. Where exactly did you find it?
In the locker rooms?
Uh-huh.
Hey, just think of it this way. Now if you lose it, it's no big deal, because you have two.
Evan! Who is it?
Oh, can you just go, please?
Something's up with you, and I'm gonna figure out what it is.
This is Ted DeGraw from News at 9, and thanks to my colleagues in the sky, we're giving you the first bird's eye view of the enormous ship that mysteriously appeared in town this morning.
Holy cow, Evan!
You dreamed this ship?
Yeah.
Look at the detail. It's incredible.
Thanks, I guess. And thanks for meeting me here.
Oh my gosh, Evan, look, it's the same symbol on the masthead that's on the Kilners you have.
Oh, wow. But with the letters A and O. And now I'm seeing that the symbol looks like a D and a B. What does it mean?
Well, the D and B probably stand for dream breachers. Other than that, no idea.
And you said the ship was attacked by a kraken? What was that like? Did it look like the one from that comic you loaned me?
Not exactly. It's hard to describe. You sort of had to be there.
Man, I wish I'd been there. Or wait. Krakens are scary, right?
Naya, I think that's them. I'm gonna go talk to them.
Henry, you can't. We're under strict orders.
It was actually pretty terrifying.
What do you think they're going to do with it? The ship, I mean. Because I don't think you're going to be able to put this back, Evan.
I sort of want to climb aboard and, like, walk the plank or something for fun.
You guys go. I'll catch up.
You sure, Evan?
Yeah, I see someone I need to talk to.
Ooh.
Garvin, look. He's right over there.
I think everyone in town is here. I just saw my stepdad and my mom and Mr. Landry. Oh, and there's the woman who was playing Ringmaster's Run, too.
She wearing her silly hat?
She is. It's not silly. It's stylish.
You want us to come with you, Evan?
No, I'm good. Go. Walk the plank. Have fun.
I'm gonna go talk to the hat lady. Give her a piece of my mind.
No, you're not. Marco, wait
Come
up!
How was your nap?
Didn't work. The Cleary didn't show me where I lost the Kilner, and Crowley found me anyway.
Well, the Cleary must have shown you something.
I had a dream about this kid, Will. And I guess it showed me that, like, when we were younger, we used to be friends. And that he felt like Marco and I used to exclude him or something. I don't remember it that way. I don't remember ever, like, being friends.
Well, you never can be sure exactly what a Cleary is going to show you.
After that, Crowley started basically terrorizing me. So I decided something. I'm not gonna go crazy trying to find this thing anymore until you tell me why Crowley wants it so badly. And why are there other people coming after me, too?
What do you mean?
More people in my dreams, looking for it.
And you're sure you're not just dreaming them?
I don't think so. Crowley talked to them, scared them off. But why does everyone want it so badly? Why is it so important to close the breach right now?
When Crowley heard that the marble was on the move, he... he got interested. Too interested. We're not even sure what he plans to do if he closes the breach and is the only breacher left, but there's chatter among some of his underlings.
What kind of chatter?
Just that whatever the reason is he thinks he needs it,
He's willing to die for it.
Oh, I can't compete against that.
But you're not alone. You have me. And we have to try. Otherwise, he closes the breach and is the only breacher left. There's no telling what he'd do.
Who's the more powerful breacher? Him or you?
There's a more important question we should be asking.
What?
Who's more powerful? Him or you?
Whoa.
Listen, I've got to go. I'm going to take some time and look into the idea that maybe someone else has the Golden Kilner. Like someone is intentionally keeping it away from you. So be safe and I'll report back when I can.
Okay, sure. Just walk away. No worries. Ugh.
Hey, kid.
We don't know what the harm might be.
I'll be totally fine. Me and the pirate ship I dreamed.
Hey, kid. This is really wild, isn't it?
That's a word for it. Sure. Do I know you?
Evan, let's get out of here. It's too loud.
You don't know me, but I know you. If you ever need help, here's my card. I promise, I won't ignore you like they want me to.
But wait, who are you? Oh yeah, sure. You should just walk away too.
Who was that?
I don't know. He gave me his card. He said if I call him, he won't ignore me like they want me to.
Let me see that. Evan, he's from the
Dream Academy.
What? Who's they?
Like the people running the place?
Exactly.
Why would they want to ignore me?
Hey there, kids. I'm doing a story on the mysterious appearance of this ship. Can I interview you?
No comment.